The Gemara says on the Gemara from Gilvayhi Biyos Yoshua Biricho. Okay, I have to thank Danny Wolf for this question. Vayhi Biyos Yoshua Biricho Vayisein Avayav Hinei Yisham with the Negda. Vayishtachu La'apov. I think it says Arza. I don't know the rest of the possible. So the Gemara says Vehechi Ovid Hachi. How could he have done this? That was the mice over there by Yoshua. That okay, I'll go through. How could Yeshua bow down to him? Va'amar, well, since Va'amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, asur la'adam shi'yitein shalom la'chavero balayla. You're not allowed to give shalom to somebody at nighttime. Chayshinon shem oshed hu. Maybe he's a shed. Okay. So the Gemara says, shiny hasam. Over there is different. Da'amar le, because the Malach said, ki ani satzvar Hashem. Okay. So the Gemara says, the Dilma Meshakri, maybe he's lying. So the Gemara says, and he really is a shed, in other words, and he's a smart shed. He says, I need Satzvah Hashem, but he's a liar. Okay, this is right. So the Gemara says, Gemiri, we know, Dilo Mafki Shem Shemayim Levatala. That even a shade will not be Mafkin Shemayim Levatala. They have their limits too. All right. So it would seem on the surface that you see that Chazal believed in Shadim, because they give you advice, first of all, that you shouldn't say hello to anybody at night time because maybe he's a shed. The implication, of course, is that it could be a dangerous encounter. You don't want to encourage any kind of communication or closeness. Correct?
Really a shade would say Shem Shemayel Vatala.
Would say?
No.
No.
If he would, then you wouldn't know that it's...
If he would, then how do you know? What do you say he would say?
No, then... Does this thing say Shem Shemayim?
Yes.
And a shade would say Shem Shemayim?
Would not.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
You would not say, yeah. Don't be mozi shemra on the shade. Okay. So cannot any thoughts? So you say you have the Gemara there, right? Okay. So yeah, on the surface, it would look like the Gemara is saying that they do believe in Shadim. Of course, they're saying, how could Yeshua ben Nun say hello to the Malach Hashem? We know it's Malach Hashem. Okay, but how could he say hello? But you're not allowed to do that because Chashin and Shem Asheru. Okay, and Gemara says no, because that's thoughts for Hashem. V'duma Meshakri, maybe he's a little lying shed. No, Gemiri Glomafki Shem Shema V'Tolah. Even a shed won't do it. Okay. Then the Gemara goes on. Amalo, he said to him, Emesh Bitaltem Talmud Shobein Abayim, V'Achshav Bitaltem Talmud Torah. He says, two things you were Mavadal. Amalo, so Yeshua ben Nun said to him, Al Eze Mehen Basa, what did you come for? Amalo, he said to him, Ata Basi, now I can. Which means the Talmud Torah, Miyad Vayolin Yeshua Balayla Hu Ba'emek, Besoch Haimek, Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Melamed Shalon Bu'umkir Shalach. Okay. So that part of Chazal we understand, because Chazal are teaching you the Malach Hashem taught him an important idea. The idea is that even at a time, it's a funny thing, the Radak doesn't like this part. The Radak goes, I'm shooting the Shomikra. Radak says, nah, time of Malacham is not a time for learning. But Chazal didn't know. Chazal apparently differed. Chazal held on the contrary, that insofar as you need time to prepare for battle, then you putter from Talmud Torah. But concern about a thing is not really a p'tor. On the contrary, that most people feel that if you have a problem and you constantly are involved in the problem, that your chances are best at finding a solution. And what the Malach Hashem told Yeshua is that's not true. That's a primitive emotion. There's no reality to it. On the contrary, that a person should really think as much as he can about the problem intellectually, and then what he should do is learn Torah. That's the better way to find a solution. Because when he learns Torah, then his mind, the preoccupation with the problem does not result. It's just a feeling that a person has, that if you're preoccupied with the problem, then you're in a better position to find the solution. Not true. It's not true. Of course, solutions come about through reasoning and through thinking, but not through preoccupation. On the contrary, a person would be better off learning Torah and engaging his mind in Chachma and his emotions in the appreciation of Chachma, and then he'll be in a better position to really to resolve the problem. And it could be that's where the Gra bases, the famous Gra that says that when a person has a problem he doesn't know what to do, he should sit down and learn Torah and then think about it. Could be from this Chazal. Vayolan Yeshua Balailahu Be'emek Malamet Shalom Be'umko Shalalacha. That's what the Malach Hashem taught Yeshua Benon. And on the contrary, you're wasting time. And it's the middle of the war, you have to prepare for war, that's one thing. But beyond that, it's just a waste of time, and you're in a better position to resolve the problem by engaging your mind in halacha. That was the advice of the Malach Hashem. Okay, now let's go back. But I want to take care of the other problem. The question is, does this memory of Chazal support the notion of a belief in Shehidim or not? That's yeah. So what I want to say is like this, that again, whenever you take Chazal Pshuto Kamashmo'o, at first, you think you've got what they say. But then when you look closely, you see it does not work out. Okay? Yeah. And this is a perfect example. You see over here, it says like this. It says, where can I find this? Where's the pasuk? Excuse me? Yeah, okay. In Yeshua, it says, "Vayehi biyos Yeshua biricho, vayiso eino vayar, vineish omed lenegdo, vacharbo shlufo biyado, vayelach Yeshua elo vayomalo, halanu ata im letzareinu." Okay, so far the Navi is depicting it would look almost like a factual case. He saw the person, the individual went up to him, he said, Alonu Atam Mutzareinu. Could have continued that it was actually an event. But now it says, Vayomer lo, ki ani satzvar Hashem, ato bossi. And now already, the pasuk becomes very cryptic, because it's satzvar Hashem, and his message is a cryptic one. Ato bossi. What do you mean, ato bossi? Of course, I mean, this is a song, but it's obvious. Then it says, "Vayipol Yeshua el ponav arzo vayishtochu, vayomar lo, mo adoni medaber alavdo." Okay, and then he told them, "Sadzvar Hashem el Yeshua shal nalachem el arglochik yavakash tatar midolav kadoshu." Okay, that was a different. That was the substance of. But basically, once you get to this point already, you know that what? That it's a mari hanavur. It's a mari hanavur. Okay, it's a mari hanavur. And certain similarities to the mind of Moshe Rabbeinu to show you that Yeshua basically, and Chazal emphasized the point that Yeshua was manchil l'oretz, but it was al yedei malach. Yinei enoch shleich malach. This is it. Okay. But anyways, that's really the major part of the thing. I'm just taking a side point where the Gemara actually learns outside things, and one of the things is this. I want to clear up this point. Not the major what the major focus of the Nevuah was, but anyways. So the point is like this: when you take a look at the Chazal say that you can't give Shalom to a Shade. So the Gemara says, so how did he do it? So what does the Gemara say? So the Gemara says, because he said the Shem Hashem, right? He said the Shem Hashem. Was maybe he's lying? He said no. He wouldn't most Shem Shemayel Vatol, right? Exactly. It doesn't fit in because he started talking to him right away. V'inei Yisham is like the v'chavik shul v'yada. V'yelech Yeshua ela v'yamalo halonu atem l'tzareinu. Correct. So how could he do that? You see? Okay. You understand? So you see, it doesn't fit in. Because the Gemara says also to give shalom to a shay at night time. A person's alone at night time. Minayin also la'adam shi'itein shalom lachaveru balaylo chayshin in shem oshayd. Okay, so how could he do it? So yeah, he didn't do that till later. He says vayom lo ki ani saswar Hashem atabasi. So it comes up the Gemara didn't answer the question. You see, the Gemara didn't answer the question. So it's an interesting thing. There's a Rashi. Unfortunately, Rashi isn't right over here. But there's a Rashi in Sanhedrin, the same Gemara in Sanhedrin, Tzadi Gimel Amud Beis. Let me just get the Gemara. The same Gemara in Sanhedrin. And Rashi gives a little explanation there that opens up the whole area. Okay? Tzadi, what did I say? Tzadi Gimel Amud Beis.
$10.
Where is it?
Memdala
Menachem. In Sanhedrin?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Memdala Menachem Sanhedrin. Yeah. Okay. It says like this. So Rashi explains over there when the Gemara asks Yoshua Hechi Yavet Hachi. So Rashi explains the Mishtachavel LaOdam Balayla. You see, how could he bow down to a person at nighttime? The kivan the amalo halonu atan mitzareinu miklal delilahu the ibi amama v'chila yamakir ben sari yisrael asari umas olam. So it says, so it's a mashma from the pasuk was balilah, because otherwise he would recognize him. Okay, now it goes on the shema. Now it goes on to the member shema shedu the ein motzin shem shamayim al hamazik. The Shalom Shem Shamayim Hu Shenema Vayikra Lo Hashem Shalom. Okay, the Kol Shkein Shem Mishtachave the Doma Kim Mishtachave L'Assyrian. I see Rashi opens up the whole thing, a whole different story. In other words, like this, the question: the Gemara is not saying you shouldn't say hello to a shade because it's dangerous. That's not what the Gemara says, because otherwise he can't answer. Because it was like, if that's what Gemara means, so how can you say Alonu Atam Sarenu? You can't approach him. Not because of that. No, because the Gemara says you can't say Shalom, because Shalom is related to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's the Lashon of Shalom? Shalom is Shmo Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's when we say Shalom Aleichem. Gemara says the whole thing, and we say Shalom Aleichem in the morning. Shalom is Shmo Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Shalom, Misha Shalom Shalom. So it's a reference, it's a kinui. So that you're not allowed to do. It's an interesting thing. So it comes out that if it's a shade, it's okay to say Alonu Atam Sereno, to engage him in conversation. But you can't say Shalom. Why not? So why not? And it turns out the Gemara's whole question was not really from Alonu Atam Sereno. What was the Gemara's question? Yishtachavah. See, and Rashi says, why? Because Rashi says, because she'ain mishtach, he says, "Kol shkein she'ain mishtachave, the doma ki mishtachave l'sirim." Okay, l'sirim. Sirim is the shadim. Okay, l'sirim asher heim zonim achareya. So what does it mean? So now you see, it's not a matter of danger. It's not a matter of danger. So if you can't say shalom, you certainly can't engage him in conversation. It's not a good idea. You want to keep away from him. So what? That's not what Chazal meant. That's what people think the Chazal means. If you take it superficially, look into it, you see it does not work out. What does it mean, really? What does it mean? What Chazal mean is like this. You see, this is all really, basically, you have to ask one question. That this is all a Marianavua. Because all Marianavua. That Yeshua. So what is the Gemara's question over here? Once it's a Marianavua, you see, so what is the Gemara's whole question over here? See? And you see, it's all a Marian of, and you see the words, because it says, Halonu ato im mitzareinu, because he saw charbo shlufa biyado. That's what he said. But there was no person like that. That was really a Malach of Hashem. So it means, even as somebody pointed out, even the Ramban never held that a Malach can be a physical thing. It's an impossibility. So it's a Marian Avua. So if it's a Marian Avua, like the Rambam says, so what is Halonu Atam Mitzareinu and this whole Mara? The whole Mara, you see, that's what the Gemara, what's the Chazal saying? Because Charbo Shlufa Biyodo means that in the vision, it was a vision, but in the vision, he saw that there's two ways. Charbo Shlufa Biyodo could be for you or against you. So he saw in the Marian Avua that he is in a precarious state. And that's why Chazal explained that that's why he said, Ki ani lo, he says, Ki ani sar tzvar Hashem ata basit. And Chazal said that he taught them, he told them that it's avon bittel Torah, I'm coming. Which means to say that the cherev could either be for you or it could be against you. Depends on your bechira. If you're able to summon up the courage to learn Torah in the midst of the battle, then you'll be successful. Then it's lano. But if you won't be able to, then it's lezareinu. That's why the vision was one which could go either way. It was undetermined. And that's what Chazal was saying, Atabas. Says there were two other areas you were over. You were vatal the Talmud, you shouldn't have done that, and also Bittul Torah. Which one did you come for? Atabas. So that's really the interpretation of the Maran of all. But, you see, what the Gemara is saying is something else. The Gemara is saying is that it's not appropriate for the Navi to give a metaphor in a way that it teaches a person wrong ideas. You understand? It's not appropriate for the Navi to use a metaphor. See, the Navi uses his own metaphor. Only Moshe Rabbeinu receives the words from HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Pei Gvura. But the Navi, every Navi had, and the Rambam explains, every Navi had his own style. Yeshayahu Navi, one style. But the Navi, Yeshua, when he wrote this, he used a metaphor. So, in order that people should have some kind of understanding. But the Gemara's question is, how could the Navi use a metaphor which is against the principles of Yahadus? In other words, it's not appropriate for the Navi to do that. That's really the Gemara's kash. Gemara's kash is not, how could Yeshua do it? I mean, because it was a Marian of War. The Gemara explains that the Bossi of one bit was a Marian of War. Okay? But the Gemara is saying, Yeshua Echiyavit Hachi doesn't mean how he himself did it, it was all a Marian of War. What it means is, How could he depict himself that way? Express it that way? In the Pshuto Shel Mikra Hechiyavarach. How could the Pshuto Shel Mikra have Yeshua doing something like that? Because it's against halacha. But what's against halacha is the halacha that they quote from Yeshua ben Levi, correct? Yeshua ben Levi. That what? That a person, because it was a known fact, and the Rambam writes in the Maran Avochim as well. I mean, this is a known fact, that when a person is alone at nighttime, so a person's imagination can run wild. And a person can think that they're seeing certain things. So the halacha says that if your imagination, if a person is alone in the wilderness and his imagination runs wild and he thinks he sees somebody, so he should be careful. He shouldn't use Shem Shemayim, because then it'll come out that he's treating this entity of his imagination, he's ascribing to it, you see, he's deifying it. He's ascribing to it godly attributes, which is Avodah Zarah. You see? You understand? You understand what I'm saying? So from this Maimon Chazal, you see an unbelievable thing. That's why Halano Atam Sarena is no problem, because he's not doing anything wrong. There's nothing wrong with that. But the Isser was, if you're in the middle of the desert, you're alone at night and you're frightened, and then it happens that a person's imagination runs wild, that we can't stop. The Torah says that you can't stop. But you still have Bechira not to do anything in any way that would indicate that figment of your imagination has some kind of a spiritual, in other words, a religious type of value, and is tied to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in some way. That's a varazah. You see? That's why the Gemara says, that's what Rashi means in Sanhedrin. It says you're not allowed to give him shalom, because shalom is a kinui for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Misha Shalom Shalom. But certainly Yishtach Havoya is asr. Yishtach Havoya is definitely asr. That's the true meaning of the Chazal, and you see clearly that it doesn't bear any other pshat. Because Halonu Atam Lutzoreinu was okay. But what did they criticize him for? Because how could Yeshua Ben Nun depict an individual in the middle of the desert, alone, and he goes and he sees somebody and he bows down to him. That would be an indication or an implication that that's proper behavior. But that could be a Avodah Zarah. Because when a person's alone at nighttime and he sees he can't control his imagination, is one thing. But the Torah doesn't say because you can't control your imagination that you have no Bechira. And if a person, even if a person was so distraught that he imagined he saw something, but if he did a Shtach Havoya, he'd be over innocent. He was frightened is one thing. He ran away, that's okay. But he still has under his control his own free will, even in that state of mind, and he's not permitted to, even if he thought his life depended on it, he was frightened, not permitted to engage in any type of activity that would indicate that this thing is that he's deifying this object that's a figment of his imagination. That's an amazing thing. You see how far, as a matter of fact, the Rambam, there's a Rambam Pirush Mishnayos that says a very similar thing. He talks about the in Kishuf, in Pirush Mishnayos Sanhedrin, so he mentions, he says that people engaged in that start seeing things and imagining things. He says, and the Issur Torah is to put yourself in, to allow yourself to be in that imaginative state and to accept the effects of that and to accept the effects of that imagination. Here you see an open Gemara. That's exactly what the Gemara is saying, that the Navi cannot give such a depiction. You see, but now you'll understand what the Gemara says. The Gemara says that. So how could the Navi do that? So what's the answer? So the answer is, of course, he said, "Amisat Svar Hashem." So the Gemara says, "Duma Mishaker." Maybe he's lying. Gemara says, "No." Gemiri the Lamotz Hashem Shemayim Levatola. What it means to say is the Gemara is saying is that these types of things that the person imagines, they don't use the Shem Hashem. You see, they don't use the Shem Hashem because it comes from a different part of the mind. So that's why there was no violation in Yeshua ben Nun writing it this way, because it was obvious from the way he wrote it that this is not a reference to a person alone in the desert where he sees a figment of his imagination. See, that's exactly what the Gemara was saying, basically. So you see, when you take a look at the Chazal deeply, you really see deep ideas here. The amazing thing is the extent of the a person's responsibility in terms of Bechira. Not to cater. Even if his imagination takes over, he still is under Bechira, and he still can't cater to the figments of his imagination and endow them with any kind of deification. See, that's the basic issue. And that a person's chayav under all circumstances. And furthermore, you see the Chochmah of Chazal and the Navi, that they knew that this kind of situation, because it comes from the imaginative part of the mind, doesn't make the same kind of description. This description is not a reference to that. So there's no violation. The Navi was fine for the Navi to give such a description. He wasn't giving a description of something which goes against halacha. That's basically the Chazal. Okay. Again, I mean, you have to understand that these are factual things. If you read stories of people that were alone, that you'll see these kind of things. I mean, they were very, very common. They were so common that I'm telling you, Chachomim, great Chachomim, accepted these type of things as accurate accounts. Of course, today you're not going to find that many accounts for the simple reason that science is so advanced that, you know, it affects, it restricts the imaginative faculty. So even when you're alone. But meantime, you have people walking around with UFOs and you're still, and in spite of all of this. And they have people coming down, talking to them and all kinds of things, and they took them into the spaceships. And there are people, and then there are hundreds and thousands and probably millions of people that think that this is even possible. So I'm talking about today. So Allah,
what?
You can't go by your own limited experience. You have to have a little imagination. Let me just make the point clear. I don't know why it's difficult to understand, but the Navi is what the Gemara is saying is that the Navi is saying that someone, that Yeshua ben Nun saw someone, had a vision of someone. And he went over and he bowed down to him. He's alone at night, he saw somebody and he bowed down to him. That's Avodah Zarah, I'll let him do that. That's exactly what Rashi says. Talking to it is no problem, because that's not Avodah Zorah. The Torah can't control your imagination. But Avodah Zorah, that goes after. I mean, what I want to make clear, maybe I didn't bring it out clear enough, but what I want to make clear is what the Rambam is saying is a fool, which the Ramban agrees and everybody agrees, means a person that can't distinguish between his inner wishes and between external reality. That, everybody agrees, is a shaker. The idea of saying shalom, why, what does it mean shalom, shmash, shalom, 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 the Gemara is not just grabbing on something. But the Gemara is saying is when you greet a person, you see a person in the morning, what's the first thing you should say to him? That he should be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you say shalom aleichem means that you should be close to the one, you should participate in that shalom. Sim shalom tev avroch hachem v'ches v'rachman. That's what you're wishing for. So you're tying it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's really the meaning. That's why there are many achrayim that say that the difference between saying hello, it makes sense, and saying shalom aleichem. Because hello is not that. Hello is something else.